Hello and welcome to the I Thought So Too podcast. Hello from wherever you are in the world and welcome to my podcast. I'm really excited to speak to y'all as per usual. So yeah, today I will be speaking about what it feels like to be stuck and how to, you know, how to kind of deal with it in my sense. So I know what it's like to be stuck in something. So I think we all get stuck in stuff. It could be work, relationships. We can get stuck with things we don't like in our life that's not good for us. Maybe it's a broken car or a relationship that's bad or issues with, you know, children or work-related issues or working at a place you don't like and you feel stuck or working at a place that you do like but you still feel stuck or whatever the case may be. There's so many things, and I think all of us have times when we do feel very stuck in life, and I think it's super normal. There's nothing strange about it, but I think that the moment we feel stuck, we feel like we are the only people who experience it. And it's almost like, you know, us against the world. Or, well, the world is kind of against us. We feel kind of confused and lost. And we feel like no one can really relate to us because we are in the situation. And we might feel in that case, when that happens to us, that everyone else is not stuck, which means they are doing something right and we are doing something wrong. I always think that we all, at some point in our life, experience the same kind of problem. Like, we all get times where we are stuck. I might be stuck earlier in my life than you. You might be stuck later in life. Or even, you know, the case where with me, for instance, I've been stuck for a long time. And someone else is not, maybe not stuck in that time. And maybe then it's confusing and it's like, but why am I dealing with this problem longer than somebody else? And we always kind of want to compare ourselves, and I don't think it's something that people do on purpose necessarily. It's just a thing of like, you expect to be on the same high as other people your age, or that, you know, people that work do the same job as you, or whatever the case may be. And that's something we put on ourselves, and we get upset, or we feel less than if we do not feel like we have achieved what other people have achieved. It's not always about what we think we should achieve, because you don't actually always know what you should achieve. Sometimes people do obviously have very high expectations, and they say, I want to do this by this age, and I want to have this by that age, which is fine. But I think the moment we feel like something is not going right, it's almost like we are, you know, we are doing something that's not working, and we are doing life wrong, and you know, life is just against what it is that we thought it should be. And I think we all have had an idea of what we should look like, or our life should look like, based on whatever we knew at that time. But obviously now, you know, time changes and things change, and life does what it has to do with you. And I feel like sometimes we don't actually live. We are just characters in life, and life does whatever and sees what we do. Like, okay, here you go. What are you going to do? How are you going to deal? So it is difficult. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I actually had a situation, not with myself, but with someone else that I care for deeply, that is a bit stuck and is feeling lost and confused and, you know, the normal things, and doesn't really know how to deal with it. And I know that it's very difficult. Everyone isn't comfortable about talking about their lives and thinking and feeling. I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of us are not comfortable feeling. Feeling is difficult, especially when it's not nice feelings. When we are happy, we like to feel happy because we're like, yes, I'm on top of the world. No one can get me down. The moment something goes not so well, we feel like we don't want to feel it. I don't want to feel it. It makes me feel bad, or it makes me feel weak in a sense. So being stuck is a difficult thing. And I think the moment you're stuck, you are quite, what's the word? You are quite creative about how you can unstuck yourself. I totally relate to this because I have done it multiple times. When I was stuck for years and years in my old job, I would literally think every year of new ways, multiple things to get out of it. Telling myself that this is it. Oh my, I know what it is. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh my gosh, I'm going to try that. None of them are the stuff that I ever should have even thought of doing. But you are so desperate because you feel so sucked in that you try everything to get out of it. I think the issue is, if it doesn't work out, all these ideas you have, you still feel terrible about it. But you were kind of warned or kept from the wrong thing, which is ultimately what I think you want. You know, you don't want to move out of something that's keeping you stuck to move into the next thing that's going to keep you stuck again. And obviously we evolve. We like something now or for a few years or whatever, and then we move on. That's normal. But I mean, if you move on, you need to move on to better things, not similar things, because then you're kind of going to just be at the same place. If I left a job or whatever, left a relationship, or left the house, you know, where I was stuck in for whatever reason and I couldn't leave yet because of, you know, mortgage or rent or whatever, and I move into something similar, or I have a relationship with a similar person, or I work at a similar place with exactly the similar, you know, kind of thing, then I'm probably going to feel the same way. There has to be a definite thing that makes it better for you to leave. I think for it to be more successful. I'm not saying you can't leave if it's not, you know, if it is similar to whatever, but it's like you, it's almost like a cycle that you kind of want to let go of. And I think that's a difficult thing to comprehend, because you feel like you will do anything to just get out of what you feel right now. So I actually told my friend this, that I was on, I think it was on TikTok, and I watched a video that just came up, and it said something like, this is obviously not really related to work, but it's similar. So it said, it was based on cheating. So the guy said that there's 80, if you cheat on someone, so if you have a relationship, it's an 80-20% relationship. 80% of the person that you are with or you're married to or whatever, you love 80% of them. Then there's a 20% of them that you don't like. Like they might be a bit messy, or they might be a bit lazy when it comes to cleaning the house, or I don't know, they eat with their mouths open, or they snore, or whatever the case may be. So when you are high on love with this person, it doesn't matter what they do. They can snore for months and you will just be like, I love them. I don't care. I love them. They're great. The moment they do something wrong, or you guys will have a fight with them or whatever the case may be, then you only focus on the 20% that they don't have. And then you're like, yo, well, I don't think I want this anymore because they snore, or, you know, they're eating with their mouths open, or they don't clean the house or whatever. Then these things that wasn't always a big thing, it was a thing, but not like a big thing, you make a massive thing. Then you sit at a bar, a guy or a girl or whatever walks up to you and he talks to you, you know, can I buy you a drink? You're like, sure, yes, I'd like a mojito. And you laugh at each other's jokes. Ha ha ha. What fun. And maybe they're quite attractive, maybe not, who knows, but you have a good time, and one thing leads to another, and whoop, there it is. You did the thing, whatever that might have been, and you cheated on your wife or your husband or your partner or whatever. Then you know, you could possibly fall in love with this person that you cheated with, or, you know, it was just a one-time thing, or you do it now all the time, but the spouse doesn't know. And then let's say you leave the person you are with, and then you realize that this person that you cheated with only has 20% of what you like. But that's the only 20% that you saw, because what it basically says is, don't give up what you have for the way that you are feeling right now. Focus on what you've said you want in life. So what do I want in life from a job? What do I want in life from a husband or a wife or whatever? What do I want in a house? What do I want in relationships with friends? You know, if they do not deliver for some reason for a while, that doesn't mean that I need to just get the next best thing because they irritate me now and it makes me angry. Because that's not why you kind of were with them. You were with them for 80% of them or the situation that you wanted. Don't leave it anything for a small feeling that you feel is suffocating you, that's there for a week but goes away again, and just give up everything so soon because you are not willing to deal with the feeling or the issue. Obviously, that's not always the case. If you need to get a divorce or, you know, leave your job or whatever, then you need to do it. What I'm trying to say is, it is really easy for all of us. It happens when a feeling in your life suffocates you and it takes over your entire thinking. It takes over the way you feel about everything and everybody. I remember when I was, when I decided to leave my job, I was going through a tough time. Mentally, I was struggling. Physically, I was really struggling. I was just struggling. And it was, I was exhausted and I was definitely a bit depressed. I was super stressed of what's going to come, what people are going to think, what people are going to say, what my parents are going to say, what's going to happen to me. Am I going to sit on the streets? And that's the thing, you get to this point where you are like over-exaggerating all these thoughts are like, you know, you think the worst thing in the world. And then you work through it and you deal with it. But you can't just always jump the gun because you feel stuck. You can't just always be like, well, because I feel stuck, you know what? I'm worth more and I'm just going to give it up. Yes, you are worth more. But you need to sit in the stuckness sometimes and the uncomfortability for you to grow. Otherwise, you will not appreciate what's to come next. And I think that's very important. If you don't appreciate it, you won't appreciate anything. And things will just come to you, you know? And I actually thought about this morning. A lot of people say this, and I wouldn't know because I'm not a multimillionaire or whatever. Money makes you happy. And I do agree. I think money is really evil. I think money is really great. Money makes you happy, for sure. If you have money, you can do like anything, really. But I think the problem is money and like that thought that you have that's keeping you, you know, feeling upset for like a day or five or whatever, that thing can't make your heart happy. And I don't mean you go buy a new car or you go on a holiday. That makes your heart happy in some sense, a little bit. But I mean that those things can't give you purpose. Those things can't give you what your heart doesn't know yet. You know, what you have to work through. And that's where the Lord comes in. The G-O-D. he is there and he's like, hello, what about me? Why do you keep missing me? He is the person, or whatever you want to call him for yourself, that is going to help you feel who you are so that he can take you to the next level of your life. But you need to be ready. It can't just be like, okay, well, you said you're stuck and you realized it. I'll take it all away. You have to work for everything that you want. And that is so true. You have to work for everything. Because if you don't work for it and if you don't deal with it, what comes with it, good or bad, you can't move on. And then if you do move on, I think some people kind of bypass things. And that's cool. They don't always listen to what's really happening, you know, in them. If you bypass it, that's cool. But you need to deal with that feeling, because there's no point in you moving forward and you're still in the same headspace. You know what I mean? If you need to move forward, you really need to be at a place to be ready to move forward. And that's a place where you need to be ready to deal with yourself and look at who you have become and who you have been and who you are. And I think that's really difficult for people to understand. It's difficult for people to see and appreciate and accept who they are and what the world is. We all see it differently. We all feel differently. And that's also what I think sometimes is very difficult to being autistic. I'm not talking about, you know, any art. I'm talking about specifically people that write, musicians, theater kind of people that actually write things. There's a lot of emotion. Anything that you do that is heavily emotions, like you give a lot of yourself to people to show, you know, when if I sing or there's a theater thing or whatever, you give a part of yourself to a person, like your actual self. I'm not talking about you are building a house. Yes, you are giving something to a person, but it's something you've built with your hands. It's not something that's inside of you. So if you have all these feelings, I think it can get really difficult if you are a very feely kind of person and people don't get you and you feel like no one gets you because you can't relate to people because they don't all feel. We are not all feelers. Some of us are thinkers. Some of us are doers. And we're not inclined to think the same way. Like, I'm a feeler. I feel. I also think a lot, but I'm definitely feel. And I understand how someone feels like if they are stuck in a situation that they can't relate and no one can relate to them because those people don't feel. And they're like, well, you don't get what I feel. And it's true. But you also don't get what the other person feels. And that's where it gets difficult. And you need to find a way to understand, why am I feeling like this? What is making me feel like this? How am I going to stop feeling like this? How can I work on myself to not feel like this? And that's why I always say, that's where you need something bigger than yourself to believe. Because if you're going to wait for yourself forever and ever and ever to fix life, you're going to wait forever. You are not that strong. You are not that mighty, and you don't have that power. Because obviously everything you feel is not good. You feel bad stuff. You feel stuff that comes into your mind that's not true, or stuff that's there to kind of put you down. Because that's just what it is. And you need something to say, hold on, just wait there, you. So I'm here, I'm going to help you out. But I have to help you out, but it doesn't mean I'm going to make your life easy. I'm going to give you everything and more that you could ever think of. I'm going to change your life. You just need to hold in there, you know, just don't give up and believe in yourself and see what's going on around you and feel so you can understand yourself. I think it's super important to understand yourself, because how can you expect anybody else to do that if you can't understand yourself? And I think it's difficult to understand. It's difficult to accept yourself. We all want to be perfect. We all want to, you know, look amazing, but we aren't. It's like me saying, okay, I don't like church much. You know, people that's Christians would obviously look at it like, oh, she's not a real Christian. Everyone loves church. Yes, but I don't like it. I've never liked a church. And I'm not saying a church is horrible. I'm saying I've never been to a church that I've liked or that I felt is where I should be. I'm all about feeling. I can feel a vibe. If the vibe doesn't feel right with me and I feel uncomfortable, or it's just not, you know, I just know it's not where I'm supposed to be. Like, I know I'm not supposed to sing certain music. I'm not supposed to work in certain places. It's the same thing. I don't fit in. I don't feel like I fit. I don't want to fit. It doesn't feel right. And that's what I mean. If you know something doesn't feel right, because it's not. It's not right. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't go through it. The only way you're going to know is if you go through it. Otherwise, you're just going to end up in the next place, which is also not going to be right. What's the point of that? So it's about you growing, getting to know that piece of you so you can go to the next phase, and then you like it a bit and then you don't. Maybe you do forever. I don't know. But that's what it's about. And I think also the other thing is, we can't put pressure on ourselves to achieve amazing things when we are super young. If you want to do that, then that's fine. But the problem is, I'm not talking about having an expensive car. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your capacity to do things for your purpose. We can't figure that out, all those answers, by the time that we are 30 or 20 or whatever you want to do. Because then what's the point of you being alive till like 70 or 80 or 90, some people 100? Why? What's the point? If there's no point in you learning, there's no point in you being alive, really. Because then if that was the case, the world would have been just lovely. Everything would have been amazing. There wouldn't have been anything, any issues, any problems, anything bad, if we all just figured it out the moment we got born. Okay, so this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to look like. This is what you're going to feel. Blah, 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 blah. You have to, it's a game. You're basically in a game trying to figure out how to be the best version of what you were meant to be, so that you can, by the time you leave the earth, you won the game. That, I think that's the ultimate goal, is to win, like, to win who you are and accept it and be cool with it and be happy with it. And the part you really can't deal with and you can change, to change it if you want to change it. That's what it's about. You need to grow. You need to learn. You need to figure out, why am I even here? Like, what's the point? but you can't just figure it out when you're 20 or 30, because then why are you still alive? You will be so bored if you had nothing to work for or nothing that challenges you or motivates you. And that's the thing, you need to be challenged. And it's a big challenge. Like, I love to be challenged in life with anything. I also like to feel. I'm a feeler, as I said. But it doesn't make it easier because I like to sit in, you know, sit in that sadness sometimes. It doesn't make it easier for me. I'm fine with it. But you need to feel, you need to understand yourself so that you can have kids and have a husband or a wife or whatever you have. And you can understand other people and they can understand you. And it's like a give and take, and you understand things more. It's not, everything isn't about you. You know, your life isn't really about you. You think it's about you. And I think that's also the thing. Like, I never wanted to be a singer. Like, I mean, a full-blown, full-time singer. And no one gets it. No one that I know understands me when I say that. But I just want to tell you something. I don't understand it either. I just know that I've been giving a gift, which is really good. I'm really good at it. And I do it. But I know that in my heart, I'm not supposed to be just a full-time singer. I'm not saying I'm not going to sing and I'm not going to be a singer. I'm saying some people sing or have a gift or whatever, or don't even have the gift, but they decide to become a singer and they do. And that's what they do. They are singers. That's all they do. That's all they want. They want to be a star or a singer or whatever they want to be. I was not made to be a singer. I was not meant to just be a singer. My life will not revolve around me singing or doing shows. I do shows and I do sing, but my life is not that. I'm not the kind of person that'll give my whole life to be a singer. I might think differently when my voice is taken away from me, by the way, but it's not at the moment. Let's hope it never does. But that's not what I want, and I know it. And I don't know why. I don't know why I don't want it to the extent that I could have it. But I don't. And I'm not going to lie to myself to act like I do want it. But I know it because I sat through it and I dealt with the fact that that's just the way it is. It doesn't mean I'm throwing away my talent. It doesn't mean I'm like, hey, Lord, thanks for the gift, but I won't be using it. You know, I didn't ask for the gift. I was given the gift. I use the gift. But some people don't get necessarily why I don't use it to a certain extent, because they put the perception on you that there's a specific way to use a gift, which is not true. You have gifts, use it in any way that you feel fit, and God will show you the way to use the gift. I'm not sure yet how to use the gift of a singer. I just know that I sing, and I know that people like it sometimes, maybe sometimes they don't. I like singing, other times I don't feel like singing. But I'm just saying, figure out in Him why you have what you have, the gift that you have. Just because most people do it a certain way doesn't mean you need to do it a certain way. There isn't one way to do everything. And thank God for that, because how boring would life be, right? So you need to find a way to believe in yourself. You need to find a way to believe in something bigger than you, because otherwise I feel like you're always going to be stuck and you're always going to feel less than. Because if you think you're going to try to solve the world by whatever you think your mind knows or your heart knows, it just can't be like that. And that's what I think. I'm not telling you like do it otherwise this or that. I'm telling you like based on my experience of life. And I'm a control freak. Like I want to control stuff, but I can't control where I'm going to end up in terms of my purpose, because I don't know. I really just don't. I can't control it. I can say I'm going to move to, I don't know, wherever in a month, in a new, you know, city, I figure it out and whatever. But if that's not within God's plan, it's not going to happen. Even if it's not the right fit. He might know it's not the right fit for you, obviously, but he wants you to go to learn something. I moved about 2 years ago. I moved to Robertson, which is a small town, like a wine kind of, you know, town. My parents had a house there and I wanted to live there. I've always wanted to live there. I think it's so, so pretty. So I went there. I lived there for 3 months. I moved everything. I was there for 3 months and I came back to Cape Town and I moved again. And people were like, she made such a mistake. She wasted her time. Why did she even go there? I went there because I wanted to go there. And I've always wanted to go there. Then I went there and it wasn't what I wanted. Because, well, it just isn't. And then I came back. That doesn't make me silly. It makes me quite smart for doing it because now I know that I don't want it. But if I didn't do it, then I would always wonder if I would want it. And I don't. Now I know. But I had to do it. You have to do it. And being there wasn't always easy. It was very different to being in a city. You know, shops. There's not even close to this kind of shops that I'm used to. The heat was insane. Like nothing that I've ever experienced before. And I really don't want to experience ever again. Heat plays a role. You wouldn't think that. You'd just be like, I'm going to move to a nice town. No. Heat plays a role. The weather plays a big role. But what I'm saying is you need to sit through things. You need to deal with it. You need to try them. And then you need to come out of it. But you have to try them. And you have to think, am I being resilient? Am I rushing stuff? And I think the resilience thing of like, if I'm going to wait, I don't like my job. I don't like this relationship. I don't like whatever. It's not just about, okay, I'm going to stop because I don't like it. Sit and think, why don't I like it? Is it because of something that's happened? Am I not in a good space? Did this person do something? Or did this people do something or not do something? Can I sort it out? Do I want to sort it out? Or have I decided, you know, I've really sat and decided I'm done. I'm over it. No. I think impulsive decisions is not good when it comes to big, big steps in your life. But you need to be sure of these things because you need to make sure that you make a right decision and that it's the right time for you. The worst thing you can do is leave something to go to the next thing that's exactly the same as this thing you've left, because then you're going to be stuck again. And it's not nice to be stuck. No one gets you then, and you feel against the world, but you're not against the world. I think it's just also like a cry from God to be like, can you please just ask me for help? I really want to help you, man, but you ain't allowing me, or you're not listening to me, or you're not seeing me. And a lot of times I pray and I'm like, dear God, please let me see. Please, if you are saying something to me and I can't see it, and because I can't like see little visions or whatever, but if I can't see it, please push it in my face. Like force me to see it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but just do it. Force me to see it. I need to be forced to see it, because otherwise I can't see it. I'm not sure what to look for. I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know what I'm looking for. People say like scripture helps. It's true. Scripture helps. The Bible is a difficult thing to read, by the way. And I want to just make this very clear. I do not think that there's one way to be a Christian or any other thing, even though I'm only a Christian, so I can only speak for Christianity. I don't think there's one way to be a Christian. If you tell anyone this is the way you should be, then I think you have a problem. There is not one way to be a Christian. There's many ways to be a Christian. We are different people in a world with a lot of different things. No one has to do it exactly the same to make it right. It's always about, and I always hear this, is about your heart. What does your heart say? Is your heart in a good place? If you do not like to go to a church, if you feel strange about stuff, if you don't like people speaking in tongues, you don't get it. If you don't like scripture because it's difficult for you to understand, which I totally get, it's not wrong of you to not do it. You need to find your way in a relationship with God. He's going to accept you. He made you. He knows what you're about. He knows very well. He's not like Shukuth. Like, is this what Chanel has decided to become? Lord of all the things. This is it. Gross. How dare she? He knows. He's been following you around all the time. He knows what's going up, you know? And he'll send you where you need to be sent. If you feel fine about it, not doing specific things, it's because you don't have to do them. They're not meant for you. And that's fine. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't mean anything. You don't have to put yourself in a bubble. And I think a lot of the time people are scared to become Christians or whatever because they have an idea of what it should be, which I totally get. But I'm not that kind of Christian. I'm like I'll do how I feel like about it with Christianity. I'm not going to do everything that Christians apparently do because it's Christianly. I have a relationship with God. He gets me. I get him. Sometimes I don't get him at all. And sometimes I'm confused and I don't see him and I don't understand what he's trying to do and show and whatever. But at the end of the day, my focus is there, whether or not I see him today and maybe tomorrow. My focus is with him. And when the time is right, he will tell me and he will show me. But if it wasn't for him, I would never have moved on from so many things. Because I would just feel like, this is the world, like, I don't deserve better. I don't know how I'm going to get better. Like, this is all I have. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die here. Like, I'm going to ponder in my feelings. I'm never going to get better. So yesterday, my friend was feeling really down in the dumps. So I was like, what's wrong? You know, you look depressed. And they were like, who, me? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh, you know. And I'm like, so what's wrong? They're like, oh, many things. So I could sense there's a vibe. The next minute, my friend gets a call. And someone is like, hey, we're doing the photo this photo shoot thing tonight for this or that. My friend is a DJ. And he was like, you know, oh, when is it? And they're like, now, well, it's tonight. You have to come, like, you know, soonish. And it's like, oh, no, oh my gosh. And he's like, should I go? Should I go? And then he went and he came back and he was in such good spirits. And I'm like, he might not see it, but that is, in my eyes, God. That was like, you are not feeling well. I can see that you are struggling. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to come through someone else and I'm going to help you out of your little slump so you can feel better about yourself. Whether or not my friend believes in God, I do not know. But that's not the point. The point is, God is not saying, because you don't believe in me, I ain't going to help you. I will help you because I made you, and I will help you until you see me, hopefully one day. I really hope you do. And my friend came back and he had a great time and he got a bit out of his slump. It might not last. I mean, it's not like his life changed or whatever, but it was like thing of like, you feel forgotten, but God does not forget you. He sees you and he's like, hey, I'm going to just help you out there. Hey, I see what's happening. I'm going to help you out. Okay. And we should never forget the small things. In a month's time, you would probably forget about this that even happened, but it's a big thing. God does big things in small ways, and he's always there and he helps us out of when we are stuck, but he doesn't want us to just jump out and be like, I want to be unstuck, get me out of here, without understanding the stuckness so that we do not fall back into it. Sometimes that takes really long. I was stuck at a bad, I don't want to say bad, but it was not right for me in the job for many years, and I didn't get it ever. I was like, why am I here? Even though I was really good at it, I was amazing at the job and I did really well and I got paid a good salary and whatever. But I knew, like, this is not it, man. And I don't know exactly why or when, but there's probably many reasons. I have a few of them, but when it was the right time, God was like, okay, you are now ready to do this and believe in yourself. And I think that's a big thing. To get unstuck, you need to be ready to believe that you are ready to get unstuck. You deserve more. I can say, sit here and say, I deserve better. I deserve this. But do you really believe it? Do you really have the confidence to go forward? If you go forward, you need to go forward differently. You can't go forward the same way. You need to go forward with an extra confidence. The one thing I've prayed for since I've left my job is I've prayed and I said, God, please give me confidence. You need to give me confidence. I need confidence to do these things that I'm trying to do right now, because I don't even know why I'm doing these things. It just feels right. I'm trying them, whatever. You need to give me confidence, because if you're not going to give me confidence, I won't be able to do this. And I need confidence to do this. And I've never had a lack of confidence necessarily, but there's different kinds of confidence. And the confidence I have now is confidence I really had to pray for and ask for, to really get myself, to put myself out there. Because that's difficult. It seems funny and cute, but it's not. It's really difficult. So I had to ask, like, Lord, step in, man. And he did it. He gave me the confidence. You know, and I don't always have the most confidence. You know, I have my slum days, whatever. But I am confident in who I am. I am happy with my personality, who I am. I don't like my flaws always. I mean, I know what they are. And it's not fun and whatever. But you work on them, and the things you can't change, you just don't. Like, what are you supposed to do, you know? Even though I think most things you can change, but it takes time. But it's okay. Just accept yourself. Everyone comes with them. The problem is you see them the most, so it bothers you. But it doesn't really bother someone else as much, because they don't see your flaws all the time. Now and again, they see it. And believe in yourself. Don't, like, just throw something away because it doesn't feel right now. It might not be right now. But if you have a fight with your friend or your girlfriend or your whatever, or your dog for that matter, you are angry at them or irritated with them, and then you get over it. It's not like you're like, I hate you, I don't want to see you, I'm going to buy me a new dog, go away. You know, you deal with it and you feel it and you move on, and then you go on again, like, okay, never mind. That's what you need to do with yourself as well. Accept it, work through it, and get over it and move on. Move on to be better. Ask God, I don't like myself today because of this or this. Please give me the strength to like myself. Please give me the strength to like this. Please give me the courage to be able to accept this about myself. Because I don't want to, and I'm struggling, and I don't like the fact that I did this, or I am this way, or I feel this way. Please help me. Please help me get into my heart. Show me how, what I should do, or whatever. And I think this is so important. We need to ask. We need to ask, and we need to feel. And I feel always so sorry for people that struggle to feel and struggle to cry. I mean, crying isn't always fun, but they struggle. I used to always hate crying because I was like, I'm so weak right now. Oh my gosh, I need to be strong. I want to be an independent girl. I'm so independent and I'm still very strong. But I feel now. I've allowed myself to feel because that's the only way you will move forward. You can't hide your feelings. Well, you can hide it to other people. You just can't hide it to yourself because it's inside you, you know. And even if you do hide it, you find ways to ignore it. They'll come back. They'll be there. They'll be like, okay, guess who's back? Back again. Feelings back. Tell your friends. And God's like, hello, I'm your friend. Tell me. I know. I want to help you. So, yeah. So that's all I can say. I hope that you, if you are stuck, I know what it's like. And I hope you get through it. But I hope that you believe in yourself enough to know that you are going to get through it. The power lies within your mind and your heart, and you must trust yourself, and you must trust that everything has a purpose. This is also one more thing I want to say. When we leave something, we sometimes want it, when we want to leave something, we want it now. I want the next best thing now. Give it to me. I'm over it. I'm over this thing. Whatever. And that's all good and well. But there's a whole world of people. Everyone has a place, and you need to understand that for you to move on, the person that you might be waiting for without your knowledge needs to move on too. So what I'm trying to say is I, for instance, want to apply for a job. I want to work at this place, but there's someone else now having that job that I'm having. And I'm praying, God, please give me the job, give me the job, give me the job. I must wait if that's really not what I want. And God's like, okay, well, I'm in favor, you know, this is what it is. Also saying like, you'll get your turn, please just wait. Because I also have to do something for that person. I can't just be like, okay, this person loses their job because you want it. I must wait till they are ready for the next step so that you can be ready for the next step. So always remember that. It's not just about you. There's a lot of stuff at play when it comes to your life. It's not, your life is not just about you. And I think that's important to remember, and that'll also help you. And in the meantime, while you have to wait, work on yourself, read, see someone, whatever you need to do in, you know, that's healthy, because you deserve it. You deserve to know yourself so that you can be happy with who you are. So I hope that you feel less unstuck if you are feeling stuck, and just believe in yourself. Pray for confidence. It will help you so much. And believe that there's better, and don't think that the world's against you because you're not getting what you want when you want it. It will happen, and you need to practice to be in God's timing, which can take forever. It feels like it can take forever sometimes. You need to have patience. Patience is difficult, but patience is also the thing, because if you don't work for it, you will not appreciate it enough. And I think that's also something we always have to remember, like patience is basically working for what you want, because you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're trying everything, but you still have to wait. You have to wait. In a world where we can just get everything we want when we want it, God is not going to give you what you want when you want it. He's going to give it to you when the time is right and when you are ready to receive it in the right way. So yes, all the best. Believe in yourself, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.